I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Getting right back into it. Guest in the studio, if you're watching on Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, whatever it is you do, YouTube as well. Graham Zusi in studio with us today. Coming off the weekend that was exciting, man. I was down there at Power and Light on Friday. It was the juices were flowing. It was a little chilly. Hard to get into the soccer mode there, but how are you on this wonderful Monday morning?
I'm doing fabulous. How are you guys? Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, great.
We're doing outstanding, man.
Still got the great hair and the beard, man. Just aging like fine wine, right?
That's the plan, right?
Hey, man, whatever it is. So I do want to bring this up because Kansas City, man, what a hell of a place for soccer. I mean, or football, whatever we call it these days. But again, like, what a turnout. I know it could have probably been better. It was a Friday after a holiday. It was kind of cold, but still a lot of people there, a lot of activities going on, the excitement. And I think what I took from it is in Kansas City, we'll get to Team USA in a little bit, but in Kansas City, think about this. Leo Messi's going to play here, right, for Argentina. Mm-hmm. Not only that, if Portugal does their job, you've got a chance in the middle of Kansas City, in the middle of America, to see Ronaldo and Messi possibly play each other at Arrowhead Stadium.
I swear,
Kansas it's like, City Stadium.
I'm sorry, yeah, Kansas City Stadium.
That's right. These scripts seem to write themselves, don't they? Mm-hmm. And man, that would be such a cool stage to show out Kansas City. And I mean, yeah, a lot has to go right to make that happen. But I mean, weird things have happened, and those are the top two teams in their groups, and you know, if everyone wins out the way they're supposed to. It's a possibility. So to see those two guys come together probably for the last time in a really major stage, to do that in Kansas City would be pretty special.
What do you think a ticket for that game would cost?
I don't even want to know. I'm going to try to get in something sweet for that one for sure.
Yeah. But I mean, just think about like the big events that we've been to, whether it's a Super Bowl or whether it's a Final Four or anything like that. Like everything that you think you've seen from a bigness standpoint and paying big time prices, you haven't yet. We haven't yet seeing what's going to happen here, you know, with the World Cup. And for those who are kind of like not understanding what to expect, what should fans expect here in Kansas City? Not fans, but just residents of Kansas City.
Yeah, I think the kind of metaphor that's going on is it's a Super Bowl every single game day. And that's not hyperbole at all. You know, I fortunately had the amazing opportunity to play in a World Cup down in Brazil. Mm-hmm. And for as huge as soccer is down there, I saw what a game day was like, and it was incredible. I'll tell you guys a quick story about Brazil. But our hub city was Sao Paulo, Brazil, which is, I mean, New York times what, 5-10?
Wow,
gigantic city. And you know, throughout a match week, the streets are just filled with people from Brazil, from all over the world. And it's just like this joyous occasion. But then when Brazil played a match, it was a absolute ghost town. Mm-hmm. It was the craziest thing. You could hear a pin drop in the streets of this gigantic city. But when Brazil scored a goal, you would hear this like explosion of sound coming from all the buildings and apartment buildings. And it was just the coolest thing to experience.
Yeah, I got to be in Italy when Italy won the cup in 06. I'll never forget it. We were on a city bus and the guy was listening to the game and they won. He just stopped the bus and got out. We're like, now what? I don't care. I mean, we're going like the whole place.
Here's the keys.
Yeah. I mean, like everybody like just celebrate. Like, and I always remember that. I'm like, damn, I wish we had that here in the United States, but we're so segmented with our professional teams that we never have that, like that true nationalism, or we've never been good enough really, you know, to have kind of that true nationalism. I wonder if the United States ever won the World Cup, what it would be like in the United States if it was like it is in other countries where they really, really value what we're going to see here.
Yeah, I you know, we are a young country in terms of this sport. You look at really anywhere around the world, and it's, you know, the leagues are hundreds of years old, so they've had time to build that just passion for the sport. I think we're well on our way. I think you see the growth of soccer in this country. The fan support has skyrocketed. I mean, I look at just my career, and I saw the sport grow, you know, massively throughout those years, and it's just going to continue to do so exponentially. So, I think the U.S. has really peaked in terms of their form at the right time. You know, if you would have asked me, even 8 or 9 months ago, I would have, you know, kind of gritted my teeth and said, you know, we'll do okay. But really, the guys have come together at a great time, and I think that Poch has got these guys clicking on all cylinders at the right time.
Yeah, you're spearheaded with this team with the leader, I think, in Pulisic. Obviously, the young, talented kid that can, maybe not a kid now anymore. He's getting older in the game, getting in that prime of 25, right, in soccer. But a favorable group for the Team USA. Is it knockout round or bust?
Well, I think, you know, you talk about on paper, right? Mm-hmm. And as we all know in the sports world, on paper doesn't really mean much.
Right.
But we got about as favorable a draw as we possibly could have this past Friday. So I think the mentality absolutely has to be, let's win our group.
Mm-hmm.
And that puts us in a really, really good spot to go deep in this tournament. That draw was, you know, I think as a fan, as we all are now, and myself included, I got super stoked on it. I thought that this was such a great opportunity for us to go deep in the tournament. And if we win that group, it gives us a competitor of a third place game, or a third place in a different group.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we should win that game as well. And then that puts us in a round of 16 where, gosh, anything can happen.
Yeah. Right.
Do you still have like memorabilia like in a certain spot in your house, or does that kind of thing do that for you? I know you said you played in Brazil, obviously World Cup, that's huge for your career.
Yeah.
I would assume World Cup is like the end all be all echelon of like a footballer for their career. I didn't know if you had anything that you've stashed away where.
Right. Yeah. So I was never a, you know, hang something on the wall kind of guy. I don't have my man cave yet. But I occasionally will, you know, if I'm going and grabbing the Christmas decorations out, I've got a couple big plastic boxes full of, you know, jerseys I've traded throughout the years. And like World Cup, everyone got a coin and a couple other things that you come across those things and it kind of brings a flood of memories back. And I absolutely had that feeling not too long ago when I was trying to grab I was trying to find an old jersey. I think I was trying to find a Roger Espinoza jersey from Honduras.
Nice.
And I came across some of those things and it just, you can't help but stop and go through them again. And each item brings back a flood of memories. And I certainly had that from Brazil back in 2014.
Graham Zusi with us. So what do you expect for Kansas City? Like, what can fans truly expect when they come here? What's going to be going on for everybody?
It's going to be mayhem, but in an absolutely fun way. And what I've come to know about Kansas City is how much we love to host and throw a party. What I look forward to is hearing some of those stories about, you know, if someone's hotel's reservation didn't pan out, and then someone from Kansas City opens their doors to a fan from Argentina or wherever it may be. I really look forward to hearing some of those stories. I think it's going to be Kansas City doing its thing, and I think once this thing is said and done, people from around the world will have such an appreciation of this place.
Yeah, it's an opportunity for us to really shine. For sure. and let people know who we are as a city too. And hopefully, you know, people look at that and they go, oh, all right, this is a good place. And maybe it's a space, the place that you want to come back to and see. You know, a lot of people are putting a lot of hard work into making sure this thing works, you know?
No, there really has been. I saw some of the, excuse me, some of the numbers for just like the volunteers to help out in Kansas City. And it was in the thousands of volunteers. It's just a special place, and absolutely, I 100% agree with you. I've seen it firsthand with some of our players who came to Kansas City just to play, but have remained here to you know, lay down the roots and raise a family in Kansas City because they realize what a special place it is.
Who's the team? Who's the favorite? Is it England? Because I've heard England. I've heard France. Obviously, I mean, Germany's always a powerhouse. Who's the team Graham Zusi's got his eye on?
England has been scratching at the door for sure in the past few tournaments. I don't think you can count out Argentina again. They've got such a great array of players as well. Hopefully, I really hope Messi's healthy and ready for this tournament. I don't see it not happening. I really don't. But he's got such an incredible supporting cast around him that. They're just a powerhouse of a team. Portugal's got a great team as well. I mean, gosh, I think experience is going to go a long way in this tournament as well. Argentina, I think, has that right now. I think they know how to win. I think when the game's on the line, that experience really shines through. So I can see them making a really good run at it. I hope, for the sake of just soccer in this world, I hope England goes deep. But what I'm really excited about as well is seeing some of those Cinderella stories. Mm-hmm. This is an expanded size of a tournament, mm-hmm. With the 48 team. So I think only naturally you're going to see some of those upsets early on. And I'm really looking forward to seeing some of those Cinderella stories.
No doubt. Well, Graham, we appreciate the time, man. Thanks for coming in here. Keep doing what you do and, get ready.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
For the World Cup, we're 5 months away and 2.5 weeks away from Christmas, so it's getting here.
It's gonna fly by, and I can't be more excited about it.
I mean, once we get past the holidays, man, it is full speed ahead towards the World Cup, right?
100%.
Well, Graham, we appreciate the time. That's Graham Zusi here with us on 96.5 The Fan.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.